Lewis Carroll, The Magic of Lewis Carroll. A journey into Wonderland. Imagine closing your eyes and suddenly being in a world where cats can smile from ear to ear and rabbits hurry about, checking their pocket watches. Lewis Carroll's imagination brought this place to life in a world that he named Wonderland. You know how when you snuggle up in a blanket fort and listen to your grandparents' stories, they seem to take you to another place and time? That's the magic Lewis Carroll shared with us. Every adventure starts with a single step. And just like how Alice took her step into the rabbit hole, we too can dive into the pages of Lewis Carroll's stories, finding ourselves in a new, fantastic adventure. Dreamer with a pen. To many, Lewis Carroll was more than just a writer. He was a magician with words, painting pictures with his tales, and taking us to places we could only dream of. Think about how it feels when you draw a picture. With every stroke, the picture comes to life, right? Lewis Carroll did the same with words. When he wasn't creating magical lands, he was teaching, solving mathematical problems, or clicking photographs. But out of all the things he did, his stories have remained the closest to our hearts. Imagination is the only weapon against reality, Carroll believed. And true to that, his tales allow us to forget the real world for a while and dance in the realm of magic. Friend of the Children. The real inspiration behind Alice was a young girl named Alice Liddell. She was a close friend of Lewis Carroll, and she loved listening to his enchanting tales. Think of your favourite story that your parents or grandparents tell you, a story just for you. That's what Carroll's tales were for Alice. Lewis Carroll believed in the power of a child's imagination. He felt that their untainted view of the world was a doorway to endless possibilities. He once said, "Children are the best storytellers because they believe in the impossible." And true to that, his tales are brimming with wonder, crafted especially for the young and the young at heart.